Sunday, February 20th. Sorry that you're not here, whoever you are, because we have fresh, I don't even know what they're called, blondies, chocolate chip somethings, and they're fresh. So, see, this is very important. Tonight is Sunday night. You don't order fish in a restaurant. Mikublani for my parents, my father, Olav Shalom. You don't order fish on Sunday night because the market's not open. Sunday morning, no market. That means you're eating Thursday's fish, Friday's fish. So, not to fear, tonight's baked goods are fresh. No freezer. Okay, here we go. This is Perek Beis, and we are on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. We are going to our goal of finishing Perek Beis this week. Here we go. Hakoreis Megillah Mafreya. If you read the Megillah out of order, Lo Yatza Kar Al Peh by heart, Lo Yatza Kar Targum, Lo Yatza B'chol Lashon, Lo Yatza Avo Karin Osa Lo Azos Belaz. But if you're reading it for someone that only understands a different language, in their language, and it's written in that language, then you can. And then, now that the Mishnah just said that if you read it for someone in a language that they understand, that it's good, don't think you have to understand it, because as long as you read it, if you're reading it in Lashon Kodesh, then you don't have to understand what you're reading. Karas Seirugin. If you read it, stopping and starting, umisnamnim, or dozing off, yatza, hayakosva, darsho magia. If you have one kosher Megillah open in front of you, and you are being magia, a non-kosher, or you're writing a new Megillah, or you're giving a drasha about Megillah, and you're going through every single pasuk, imkiven libo yatza. If along the way you were mechaving to be yotze with reading the Megillah, or you were mechaving to read the words properly, depending on if you hold that if this is related to mitzvos, trichos, kavana or not, then yatza v'im lav lo yatza ha'isak suva b'sam b'sikra b'komos kankantum alani yar v'al diftara. All of these things we're going to get to in the Gemara, but it's basically the point is the following. It has to be written lo yatza ad shetei k'suva ashuris al sefer ubdiyo. And since we just said earlier in the Mishnah that it does not have to be ashuris because it can be lalo azos belaz, so therefore there are some that take out the word ashuris. And it's as long as it's k'suva al sefer, that it's written on parchment ubdiyo, and it's not necessarily that it has to be ashuris, but tachlis for a regular kosher Megillah, according to us.
Because we just said means you're reading it in Laz.
Yeah, but if you're not reading it from something that's written in that language, then it's kar al peh. Kar al peh, lo yatza. Right? It's cute. Okay.
If you write a Megillah in English on parchment using the black ink, in English, and read it in English to people who only know English, that's kosher.
Right, as long as you figure out a way to translate a chashdar panay. And the other ones that we don't know what they mean exactly.
So how can you write in any other language?
So it could be Achash Darpanei in Ashuris.
Right. Just say that.
Yeah. Okay. It's unclear. Okay. No halachalam Isa, please. From anything we did tonight, yes. Oh, not nearly. Not nearly. It's going to get fun again, believe me. Very soon. Okay. Manani Mili. How do you know that Karim Segila Al Mafreya Lo Yatza? Amar Avad, Amar Krav, Kichzavam V'Chizmanam. According to the way it was written and according to the time. Mazmanam Al Mafreya Lo, the same way time never goes backwards, that Afzavam Al Mafreya Lo. Also, the Ksiva can never go backwards. In other words, you can never read it. Well, it doesn't say you can never read it out of line. It says you can never write it out of line, which is Gemara's next question. Midi, Kariya Ksiva Acha. Does it say anything about reading written here? No. Asiya Ksiva, it says about writing, about doing, I'm sorry. Because the pasuk that you just quoted of Kichzavam v'chizmanam is the end of the following pasuk that says, Lios osim eshnei hayamim to do the 2 days. What part of the doing of Purim is doing? That's the Suda. That's the practicing the merriment. But where do you see that the reading has to be in order? All you have approved is that the doing has to be in order. But who said that the reading has to be in order? So the Gemara says, El Mehachi, you're right, Dechsev. Dechsev. Hayamim ha'elaniz karim v'na'asim. We actually quoted this before. And the iskash, there's a hekesh, there's a comparison from zechira to asiya. Iskash, zechira l'asiya. Ma'asiya, we just said, l'mafreya doesn't work low. You can't do the asiya out of order because of hayamim ha'elaniz karim v'na'asim. Kichzavam v'chizmanam. So too, av zechira l'mafreya, the reading, the remembering of Purim, the reading of Purim cannot be out of order. Tano, v'chein ba'alo, chein b'kriyishma, u'b'tvila. And so too, does halal have to be in order? Kriyishma have to be in order? Shmoneh Esrei have to be in order? Halal min dalon, how do you know halal has to be in order? Rabba Amar, d'chsiv mi mizrach shemesh ad mevolo. Mehulal shem Hashem. We quote that in the first capital, in the first parak that we read, Hallelujah, in Hallel, and we say, Min Bezrach Shemesh Ad Mevo. And the same way, the Shkia Rashi says, Shkia and Zricha always go one way, it's never out of order, so too, Mehulal Shem Hashem can never be out of order. So too can the end of that pasuk be that talks about how to be Mahallel can never be out of order. That's one way. Rav Yosef Amar from here, Zeh Yom Asa Hashem, the same way Rashi says that hours are of the day are never out of order, so too should your Hallel not be out of order. Rav Avia Amar from here, Yishem Hashem Mevorach. So this is from Rashi, says Yehi Ka'ava Yaso Yehe. As it is, this is the way it should be. As Hallel was made, that's how you should always do the Hallel. From Havaya, from the Yehi, which is now and the way it was. So the way Hallel was written is the way it should always be. Item Rav Acha Barakov Amar Me'acha Me'atav Yad Olam. Or, this is really the same type of thing.
The
first answer seems to be the
strongest. Everything else seems to be
the important
and imitation of the same idea.
Okay, Me'at Av Yad Olam also, that this is the way it was written forever. That Hallel has to stay in the same form forever. Okay, so Hallel has to be in order, Purim has to be in order, Megillah has to be in order, Kriyishma. How do you know Kriyishma has to be in order? Titania, Kriyishma, Kichzava, Divrei Rebbe. Okay. So Kriya Shema has to be as it is written in the Torah. Divrei Rebbe. That Rebbe says that you have to read Kriya Shema in Lashon Kodesh. Chachamim omrim b'chol lashon. Machlokes. The Chachamim say no. You can read Kriya Shema in any language. We didn't get to it yet, by the way. For those of you wondering how we know Kriya Shema has to be written in order. We're going to get to it now. So the Gemara says, my time is Rebbe. Why does Rebbe hold that Kriya Shema has to dafka be in Lashon Kodesh? Read in Lashon Kodesh. In order to be Yotze. I'm a Kra. V'ha'yu. Right? We say at the end of Parshas Va'afta. V'ha'yu ha'dvarim ha'ele. And v'ha'vayason yehu. Sort of like the Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. Right? V'ha'yu. It should be the way it is. And they shall be written, read the way it is. How is it written? In Lashon Kodesh. Rabbana my time amakra. Why do they say b'chol lashon? Shema Yisrael. Shema. Listen. B'chol lashon shavah shema. However you hear is how you should hear it. If you hear it in a different language, b'vakasha. The Rebbe, Nami Haksiv Shema, what does Rebbe do with Shema? Shema sounds like license to be in any language. Hahumi Barile, Hishama Loz Necha, Masha Tamotzi Mipicha. He needs it for the halacha that says that you have to read Shema loud enough for yourself to hear it. Rabbanan Sabri, Kamanda Amakar Shema, Beloshmi Lozno Yatzah. Rabbanan don't need the word Shema for that, because they hold that you don't have to read Shema loud enough for yourself to hear it. So therefore, for them, Shema is available to be B'chol Lachon. Rabbanan Ami Yaksiv V'hayu. Okay, fine. So they learned from V'shema that it could be B'chol Lachon. But Rebbe learns from V'hayu Advarim Ha'ele that it could be only in Lashon Kodesh. And they have the word V'hayu, so what do they do with the word V'hayu that sounds like it has to be as it's written? And now we got to our answer. We wanted to know how you know that you can't read Shema out of order. According to the Rabbanon, it's from the Hayu. That it has to be as it is, which is written in the order that it's written in. The Rebbe, how does he know Shalo Yikra L'mafreya Minole? Where does he get it from? Midivarim Hadivarim. It says V'hayu Hadivarim Ha'ele. It could have said V'hayu Divarim Ela, according to Rebbe. From the fact that it has an extra hey, that tells you that it has to be in order.
Why do we assume Rebbe agrees that it has to be in order?
I don't know. I guess the Gemara could have answered and just said Minol. I guess the Gemara could have answered Rebbe Shalai Yikon Mafele Minole. Gemara says he doesn't have it. Or more likely is that the Gemara really knew what people agreed on, what people didn't agree on. We just don't know where they get it from. The Gemara usually knows what there is in Machlokas about and what there isn't. And the Gemara is usually trying to figure out the source of Machlokas. Okay? Maybe it was also accepted by every, you know, that halacha was that it has to be in order. So if it's accepted, then there would be.
Says,
Tana, right. Okay. So now the Rabbanan now have Divarim and Hadivarim. So the Rabbanan Divarim Hadivarim Lo Mashmalahu. They don't like the drasha, or they don't have the drasha. They don't hold to the drasha of Divarim Hadivarim. So for them, Divarim Hadivarim is not extra. So therefore, they can't use Divarim Hadivarim for Lemafreya, and they need it. They need the sequence goes according to the way we said it until now, and nothing's out of whack because Hadvarim Dvarim is not extra. Lema Kasava Rebbe Kol Torah Kol B'Chaloshon Emra. Okay, now this is a little it's logical, but it's a little confusing. So just hold on for a second. If all of the Torah written in Lashon HaKodesh always had to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh, then what about Shema?
It would not require it to say it specifically.
Shema would also, as part of the Torah, be needed to be read and written B'Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, the inference would be, if you have a special limud that Shema has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, obviously everything else does not have to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, so that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. I'm just going to say it out very quickly. And Rashi says whenever you're reading from the Torah that you have to read it in Lashon Kodesh. And Tosfos says that doesn't make any sense because the enactment to read from the Torah every week was only a Gzeir D'Rabbanan. So it's Gzeir D'Rabbanan. It doesn't make sense that we're bringing down Psukim for all of these things to prove that you can do it. It's only D'Rabbanan. So he says, whenever you have a D'Oraisa mandated reading, that's what we must be talking about. That it must be B'Lashon Kodesh. Like Parshas Zachar, like
I feel like
there's
anything else with the
Raisa.
That's the only one that's
referred
to
the Raisa. Well,
Hakel
would be
the Raisa. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, any type of reading that has to be that has to, whatever, that is, there are definitely other ones.
Don't say pirates.
Yeah, but we're talking about in public. That's the point of this back and forth. Is Shema like everything else? What's everything else? Or not? Okay? So now, according to Rebbe, that Shema has to be, B'loshen Kodesh, must be everything else. Does not have to be, because if not, why would I need Shema to be a special limud? So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says, Kasava Rebbe called Torah Kula B'chol Loshen Emra. You have to, D'isal Kataitech B'loshen Kodesh Nemra. Must be that Rebbe holds that the rest of the Torah could be read in any language, because if he held that it has to be only B'loshen Kodesh, what do I need a special limud by Kriya Shema for? The Gemara answers, Itzrich. Why? No, it could be that really all of the Torah also has to be written in B'loshen Kodesh. Then why do I need a special lashon, a special limud by Shema, that it has to be B'loshen Kodesh? If not for Vehayu, you would have fallen back on Shema. What does Shema say according to Rabbanon? B'chol Lashon. Shema B'chol Lashon Sh'ata Shomea. Kamash Malan B'hayu. That it still has to be B'lashon Kodesh, just like the rest of the Torah. Because we might have thought you to use that limud that says B'chol Lashon against the whole rest of the Torah. Right. Shema would have been the exception.
A personal
Shema.
So what's the question with comparing it to Shara Torah?
Because if Shara Torah has to be B'loshen,
that's public reading. Maybe the Shema is coming to tell you that even a personal reading of Shema can only be B'loshen Kodesh.
Yeah, but if everything had to be B'loshen Kodesh, then why would Shema be any different?
Everything that's a public reading.
If everything, that's all I would know about, right? If everything is B'chol Lashon, then Shema is part of everything. There will be no reason to take Shema out of that. But now, the Gemara is saying, no, there is a reason to take Shema out of that because of the limud that the Rabbanon have of Shema B'chol Lashon. But if not for that, it would have to follow everything else. First of all, that's also Doraisa. Shema is also Doraisa. But what reason would you have to differentiate between public and private? And every public is private also. In other words, Parshas Zachar, I don't know if there's... I don't know if there's a mitzvah. You have to do a petzibur. If you didn't do a petzibur, then you have to do it by yourself. Take out a Sefer Torah and do it by yourself. I don't think so. The point is, if everything has to be read B'Lashon HaKodesh, then Shema also does. There's no difference between public and private at this point. There shouldn't be either. Okay. No, that there is. Of course there is. I'm just saying, in the Gemara's logic, there's no reason. You know, the Gemara's, does everything have to be read or does not everything have to be read? Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Lema kasavri rabban on the opposite. Kol Torah B'loshen Kodesh Nemra. And now you have to say, according to the Rabbanon, that they say Shema can be read in any Lashon, must be the rest of the Torah. Has to only be read in Lashon Kodesh. These Tagad Adich B'chol Lashon Emra. Because if you want to say that the rest of the Torah can also be read in any language, then of course Shema can be read in any language. Lamali Michtav Shema. Why do I need the extra limud by Shema to tell me you can read in any language? Of course you can read in any language. Everything can be read in any language. It's Itzrich, Sakatai Techamina Vahayu, Karebi. Chazav Rachman Shema. So, it's the opposite. If not for the Shema, the Chol Lashon, then you would have learned Vahayu like Rebbe, Bahava Yasan Yehu. And you could only read it B'loshen Kodesh. Kamash Malan Shema. Read it B'chol Lashon Sh'ata Shomea. And that's why each one of them needs their own limud. And that's why each one of them stays with what they say. Just to review very quickly, the Rabbanon say from the word Shema, you can read Shema in any language. And the Rabbanon say from the words V'hayu, that you can only read it in Lashon Kodesh. Now, what's the only problem when we finish?
Vice versa.
Really? Rabbanan say from Shema B'chol Lashon, and Rebbe says, "Oh, I said." Oh, okay, okay. So we'll go to the tape. So Rebbe says from B'hayu Dafka B'Lashon Kodesh. Rabbanan say from Shema B'chol Lashon Shata Shomea. Now the only problem is, and I don't have an answer to this. I don't even know that it's a question because of the. I'll say why in a second. But it seems like according to the last Cheshbon. Let it not say both, and I'll know that automatically.
Let it not say
Vayu, let it not say Shema, and we'll know each one without anything.
How could it not say Shema?
So that's what I, that was the only thing. How could it not say Shema?
Right,
but Gemara does that all the time. The Gemara says, I need this, I need that,
right.
And now that I have this, and I have that, so the Gemara says, Lishtika from both, and you'll know it. So I guess that must be the answer. You could have not. It's not like the pasuk could have not said. It's from the mashmos of the word. That's right. So that's what I thought. Okay. Okay. Tfila. How do you know that Shmoneh Esrei has to be in order? Menolan. Detanya. Shimon Apakuli. His dear Shimon Esrei Brachos of Nei Rabbi Gamliel Al Aseid Biyavne. Shimon the Pakuli. Now I love this Rashi. Rashi says that Pakuli. It could be that he was a cotton merchant. I just think Rashi. Like, why is Rashi pointing that out? I got a feeling that Rashi is pointing that out to just tell you the cotton merchant was the one that took care of Shimon Esrei in front of Rabbi Gamliel. That's pretty big, you know. Rav Gamliel was the Nasi, great sage. He was the Nasi. He was Mamash the Gadol Dor. And he was the one that made sure. Now the Gemara.
Rashi had to say that because we might think Pakuli is a city name, a place. Shimon Apakuli.
Okay. And what would have been so terrible if you would have think it was Shimon Apakuli? I think Rashi wants you to know that he was a working man. I don't know. That's my own personal thing. Okay.
By the way, every Tana except Rabbi Gamliel had a real job.
Okay, that's right. That's right. If Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he was the only one that didn't have a job. Everyone else had a job. He had a public paid position. Rabbi Gamliel and duties of the for the public. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. But I'm Rabbi Masnita Tana. It wasn't Shimon Apakuli. It was Mev Esum's Kenim, Ubahem Kamadim, Tikbush Monesse Brachos El Seder. So it's a slight machlokas if it was Shimon HaPakuli by himself, or 120 people that were part of the Sanhedrin, with Nevi'im amongst them.
But the Gemara in Brachos Chafetz, according on the slide, doesn't bring that Girsa. The Gemara in Brachos Chafetz says Shimon HaPakuli, and that's it. Bring another option.
Okay, so I'm a little not being fair because the Gemara on the next Talmud is going to say that, of course, it was the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And 120 people and Nevi'im among them, and then they were forgotten, and Shimon HaPakuli brought them back. But even if he just brought them back,
yeah. So the Gemara Bracha doesn't make all this.
Zichrono Levracha. Okay. He did something big. Tana Rabbanan. Oh, okay. So we didn't answer. Did we answer? How do you know that Tefillah has to be according to the Seder? Do we know the answer?
He's dead.
That was the answer. That they were. Okay, so that's the. I'm saying you could have just gone on. That is the answer. The answer is because there's a specific Seder to Shimon Esrei that was created by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Meiv Esrim Zkenim, or Shimon HaPakuli, but it was Misudar according to a Seder and. You have to go according to that. Now, the Gemara is now going to explain that Seder, and which really lends credence to that it has to be in that order, because there was a reason behind it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. First of all, we have Avos. Okay, I'm just going to open this with your permission. So, the first three are Avos, Magen Avram, Gevuros, which is Masha V'ruach and Mechal Kel Chaim, that's Gevuros, and Mechayim Esim, and then we have Kedusha. which is Ata Kadosh. Those are the first three. Tell about them. Minayin Shamrim Avos. How do you know you start with Avos? Shneimar Havul Hashem Dei Elim. Bring in front of Hashem, or actually it says render, which means present or give, put in front of, show. Bnei Elim, the great ones. Where the great ones, the Avos. Uminayin Shamrim Gvuros, because the next pasuk says Shneimar Havul Hashem Kavod Vaoz. Gevura, oz, gevura. Minayin shamrim kedushos, shenemar, havel Hashem, kavod shemo, hishtach vel Hashem, ba'adras kodesh. So now you have the first three, avos, gevuros, and kedusha, from the three psukim in Mizmor LeDavid. Umayla ra'u lomar bina, achar. The next one is atachonen, achar kedusha. Shenemar, v'ekdishu es kedosh Yaakov, kedusha. V'esalok Yisrael yaritu v'samech lei v'yadu v'yedu to'e ruach bina. You see that after kedusha comes that those to'e ruach, the people that are to'e, that are wrong in ruach, will then get insight. So if after you have kedusha of hikdishas kedosh Yaakov, you go into bina. Umara ulama tshuva acharbina. The next one is hashivenu. So the Gemara says dechsev ulavavo yavin. Now you understand vishav, and you do tshuva, which really makes sense. Once you understand you did something wrong, you're going to do tshuva. But it says vishav virafalo. He should repent, and he will be healed. So what should be the next bracha? Refuah. But the next bracha is not refuah. The next bracha after atachonein is tshuva, and then slicha. So why does refuah not follow slicha? Iyachi lema refuah basra de tshuva. Refuah should be next after tshuva. Lo sakalay tchsev v'yashov el Hashem v'yirachameyu v'yel elokeinu ki arbe l'slach. We say that, of course, in slichos, and we say, come back, Hashem will have rachmanis on you, because you have done and achieved slicha. Ki yarbeh lislach. So you see that tshuva is followed by slicha. Okay, so the Gemara says, great. In one place it says tshuva slicha. In one place it says tshuva refuah. How do you know which one to do? Umay chazas asam chazaha. Who said you should rely on that one? Rely on this one. Kasav krachrina, because the third pasuk says hasalech v'cholav anaychi harofi v'cholav telachalu aychi hagoel mishachas chayechi. So you see, slicha is followed by refuah and geula, but slicha is clearly the next pasuk. That's what it says. It says v'yashav el Hashem v'yirachameyu. That's the end of the pasuk that we just quoted before.
Slicha is relative to refuah. Refuah comes second.
One more time. Say it again. Because it's in that pasuk.
Slicha and refuah relative to each other. Slicha precedes refuah.
Hasaleach l'chol avonaychi. Yeah, but we knew that.
No, we didn't. We never saw slicha and refuah together.
The problem is, yeah, we don't have a problem with slicha refuah going next. We have a problem. Why?
Why does tshuva?
What follows tshuva?
Slicha or refuah.
So the next word is hasaleach l'chol avonaychi. Oh, and then refuah is next.
Slicha and refuah together. Refuah comes after slicha.
Remember the geula or refuah. Basar slichahu. You see from there that after slicha comes refuah and geula. So refuah can't come before slicha. You just wanted to say tshuva, refuah, b'shav v'rafalo, then slicha. You can't do that. Because Hasalech L'Cholamanaychi is followed by Geula and by Refua and Geula. The Maimer of the Geula and Refua Basra Slichai. Geula and Refua have to be after Slicha. So then Tshuva must be followed by Slicha, because Geula and Refua have to come afterwards. So now the Gemara says, but even so, Baksiv Vishavar Afalo, but you see that Tshuva is followed by Refua from this Pasuk. Hahu Lab Refua de Takaluimi, El Refua de Slichai. It's not a healing of a physical ailment, but rather, once you've done tshuva, you are healed from your spiritual malady. In other words, repent, and you will be healed from that thing that was holding you back from doing tshuva, from having your connection with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you will be able to move on. But not that you'll be healed from your physical ailment, but rather from your spiritual problem. Two different refuahs. That's exactly what's going on here. We're saying,
you see, you're not dependent one on the other.
Yeah, but it could be that something else. Anyways, that could be a mental issue. Refuahs hanefesh, refuahs
hagof. See, I never slapped it that way. I slapped it the other way.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine, we understand that tshuva, that refuah must come after slicha, so therefore slicha comes after tshuva, but what should be next? Refuah. Where did gula come in? Because the next thing is re'evan yenu, and then only afterwards do we say refuah. Umara ulo mar geula bashviyis. So then why is geula seventh? Geula should be eighth, and refuah should be seventh. Next. Okay, so then this is related back to a memra in Sanhedrin, where it says that there's in the seven units, I don't know what they are, I don't know if they're years, I don't know if they're decades, I don't know if they're hundreds of years, I don't know if they're thousands of years, but in the seven units that lead up to Mashiach's coming, then there's a list of what will happen. In the first, it'll be so-and-so. In the sixth, there will be kolos. We're going to read it now. In the sixth, there will be kolos. There will be a big rash. In the seventh, there will be milchamos. And on the eve of the eighth, or motzei, the seventh, then Mashiach will come.
Common interpretation is we're in year 5771, and it's year 6000 and year 7000.
Right,
that's the most widespread Armageddon interpretation.
Yeah, but that would be Bishvius Milchamos.
Meaning, so when we turn to the year 6000,
then Milchamos.
40 something years.
Then Milchamos. And then at the end of. Okay. Also, this is used as, I don't know if you remember, Shemitah time. All these signs go up and say Motzei Shviyas Moshiach Ba, and then the Nisan that follows Shemitah, because it's Motzei Shviyas.
And Adar Simcha brings Moshiach.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Not referring to that.
Oh, Rashi, very important Rashi. Rashi says, don't forget the Re'eva on that Kibbutz Golios Tekabah Shofar is the geula of Mashiach. This is a personal geula. Re'eva anyenu, v'riva rivenu, v'ga'alenu, it's really like a personal, individual geula. Let's see that Rashi. I actually prepared it, and thank you for reminding me, because it was very important. Rashi says, v'lo refuachas, avagav da'ai geula lav geula de'galasi. Even though it's not a geula of Bnei Yisrael's Golos, Elishi Golonu Min Atzoros Abos Alenu Tamid, but from the regular Tzoros that we have, the Habir Chas Kibbutz Binyan Yerushalayim Tzorach David, Yesh L'Kol Achas Baruch La'atzmo Levad Migulazu, Afilu Achi Kevin Shem Gula Alea, Kavua Bashviyas. Even though it's called Gol Yisrael Gula, therefore it's here, even though it's not the Gula Ha'asidis. Okay. So the Gemara says, why do you call Geula in the Shvias when Geula is really after Shvias? That's what it says. Amar b'shishas kolos b'shvias mechamos b'motzai Shvias ben David ba. So why would you put Geula as the seventh, and that's your answer, because he's coming in the seventh? He's not coming till after the seventh. The Gemara answers, Milchamanami Askalta the Geulahi. Because the Milchamos, which start in the seventh, they are the beginning of the Geula. Reishis Tzmichas Geula Zeinu. So therefore, that's when Geula is sort of Miuchas. It's noted by the seventh, because it's going to happen in the seventh. Okay, so that's why the seventh has to be Geula. Now the Gemara is now going to ask, why does Refuah have to be eighth? But that's silly, because if Refuah and Geula both have to follow Slicha, then Refuah has to be next. So what are we asking? Why is Refuah eighth? So I saw here on the bottom, it says it's very midriyak. He says, if not for Refuah also having a place as the eighth, just because Geula needs to be in the seventh, that wouldn't be enough for it to kick out Refuah, which really should be next. It has to be, since this belongs in the seventh, and Refuah belongs in the eighth, that's why each of them belong where they belong. But if not for that, then you would not be able to push Refuah away from where it belongs, which is after Slicha. Yeah. Okay, so Umara Ulama Refuah Bashminis, and why does Refuah specifically belong as the eighth bracha? Amar Abach Amitoch Shanitna Mila Bashminis Shetricha Refuah Lefikach Kavua Bashminis. It's funny, this sounds like a bad rendering of Echad Miodea. You know, who knows eight? I know eight. Oh, eight is the day before a baby's breast. You know, but it's much more than that. Because Mila is on the 8th, and that is something that's part of, so to speak, not just the calendar, but part of the world, Refuah is instituted to be on the 8th. Because that's when there's something that every baby needs to go through, and every baby needs to start this healing process. Okay? Just a side point, reading up on Mila, but apparently Mila has like the lowest... the lowest mortality rate or mess up rate of any surgical procedure in the world. You know, just to throw out there, to see that it's mushrash, that part of Mila is Refuah, is something, you know, that I think it really is borne testimony of how smooth it goes when it's really a surgical procedure.
Tell that to the city of San Francisco.
Yeah, they illegal it?
They're trying to ban it. And the Jews are behind it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Umar Olama Birchas Hashan Batias. Okay, why is Borech Aleinu next? I'm Rebbe Alexandri. Keneged Mafkiyei Sha'arim. Tichsiv Shvar Zera Arasha. V'David Ki Amra Batias Amra. So it's very interesting. He says it's against people that what are they called? Michael Milken. Pump and dump was a very famous scheme in the 80s, right? And where someone would drive up, there would be a market maker on a certain stock, they would drive the price up because they hold enough stock to be able to do that. For no reason, just by buying and buying and buying and buying, they'd get out at the top. The stock would then tank because of its real value not being worth anything, and they would have taken their money out, and everybody else would be left holding the bag. So they were actually, it wasn't illegal until the SEC threw him in jail and created all these stopgaps that were there to make sure that something like Madoff never happened. But the concept of pumping and dumping is something that the Gemara talks about as an ailment of our society, that these people who create unwarranted gains or stock or price rises David HaMelech talks about them in capital number 9. And he says that they're Rishayim and they should be broken. Shvor Zro Rasha. So, listen to this. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the 120 Nevi'im among them, are saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, send down abundance of supplies, of commodity, so much so that no matter how much people will try to drive the price up by cornering the market, it won't make a difference. There'll be so much in the market that it won't go up. Okay? And that all happened in the ninth capital, in the ninth parak of Tehillim. So too, we're talking about the ninth bracha, Baruch Aleinu, create this abundance so that prices stay low, so that they don't raise oil, they don't raise bread, and they don't raise water. Amen. Yes, that was a pun intended, or whatever you want to say. Keneged mafkiei sha'arim, for no reason, just to fill the coffers of the government. Highest tax bracket in any country in the world for oil. We pay more on oil than any country in the world.
Also, income tax is something one of the highest in the world.
That's okay.
Won't be for long.
Why?
The ruchnius of this country is the best of all the world.
Okay.
You see that? But the ruchnius in this country.
So that's what we're paying for. We're paying those high debt. Okay, number 10, Kibbutz Galios. Umar Ra'u Lomar Kibbutz Galios Lachar Bichas Hashanim. Why is Kabbalah Shofar next? Tachsiv La'atem Hara Yisrael Anafchem Titenu. Hara Yisrael, mountains of Eretz Yisrael, give over your fruit. Ufer Yechem Tis'u. Let your branches be full and your fruit come forth. La'ami Yisrael. Why? Ki Karvu Lavo. Because they're coming home. So what comes right after Baruch Aleinu? Kibbutz Galios, they're coming home. The Kevin Shnas Kabzu Galios, Nasadim Birushayim, and right away on this Kibbutz Galios, he says on the bottom, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzdaka. You can't go into Tzion until you have tzdaka. What's tzdaka? Justice. So now that you have Kibbutz Galios, Tkabu Shofar, next has to be Hashiva Shavtenu. You need tzedaka, you need mishpat. Shenemar, Vishkevich and his captive Goliath, Constantine Birishoim, Shenemar, Hashiva Yodi Alecha, the Etzra of Kibor Sigayich. I'm sorry, Hashiva Yodi Alayich, the Etzra of Kibor Sigayich. That word Kibor, I prepared here, we say in his meals. Right? Here we go. We say this. Michael Melacha Bo Safa Leachit Al Kain Achabes Bo Libi Kivoris. This Kivoris is the Var over here. I will wash. I will cleanse myself with this cleansing solution, which is Bar, which is Lie, or Kivoris. That the Python talks about, on Shabbos I will cleanse myself because I have nothing else to do. I consider the tshuva and tefillah. So here it talks about the cleaning kivar with this solution to get clean. Okay, so now we're up to 11. Shiva Shavtenu Mishpat Vila Malshinim. Minim, Zaydim. Now that they're gone, Kevin Shanasadim and Rishayim, Kala Poshim, Kala Zaydim, Mayim. And now, if the Rishayim are gone, then the Zaydim have to be gone too. Shanema, the Shever Poshim, the Chatoim, Yachtav. So that's when Malshinim, Alti Sikva, get rid of the Minim. Once you're doing Tzedaka, once you're doing Tzedek Adim Mishpat, get rid of the Rishayim, the Minim. When the Zaydim, the Kedim Shikala Poshim is remembered as Kedim Tzadikim, automatically, once the Rishayim are gone, the Tzadikim are elevated. Allah Tzadikim Al Chasidim, Mishonim Yiftach La Tzadikim, that's next. Tichsib, Bechol Kani Rishayim Agadeya, Teromamna Karnos Tzadik. Once you destroy the horns, the power of the Rasha, automatically the Karen of the Tzadik is uplifted. The Kol Gerei Tzadik and Matzadikim, and the Gerei Tzadik have to be in there. Shenemar Mipnei Sevetokim, but Dada Bnei Zaken. V'samach Leiki, Ichi Yager Itchem Ger. You see that the Hadarta Bnei Zaken, that's the Tzadik, is right next to the Pasuk of V'chi Yager Itchem Ger. A Ger Tzadik is equal to the Tzadikim. V'hechem Nisramem Es Karnam. And when does all this all happen, the Tzadikim? What's the city of the Tzadikim? Yerushalayim. Shenemar Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim Mishlau Ahavayich. Who are the Ohavayich, the ones that love Yerushalayim? The Tzadikim. The Kevin Shinim Deis Yerushalayim. After next is Es Tzemach David. The Kevin Shinim Deis Yerushalayim Ba David. Then David comes. Shenemar Achar Yoshuva B'nei Yisrael B'kshuva Salu Shem Elokeyem. There's David Malcolm. What do we say that pasuk? Kishvana. Amen. We say, Amen. That's what we say in Kiddush Levana. We're asking for David to come back. The cave in Shabbat David, that's Es Tzemach David. What's next? Shema Kaleidu. The cave in Shabbat David, Basa Tfila. Shema Vayyaz Makachi. He's marked in the base of the cave in Shabbat Tfila. You see, Vayyaz Makachi. This is marked in the base of the Tfila. See. The cave in Shabbat Tfila, Basa Voda. The next pasuk, Shema Mar Olo Sayyim Vizivchem Loratanam Mizbechi. Ki Vesi Beis Tfila Yikarei Chol Amin. Now, the next comes Tfila, then comes Avoda Ritzei. Shenema Olo Sayyim Loratanam Mizbechi Kemet Shabbat Avoda. And once you're doing Avoda, Basa Toda, then you go into Modim. Bechol Achayim. Shenema Zobeach Toda Yichabdonani. Okay, so now we're up to Birkas Kohanim, which comes after Toda. Umara Ulomar Birkas Kohanim Acharda. Why is Birkas Kohanim next to Chsiv? Vayisa Aranis Yadav. Elam Vayivarechem. Vayere. And he had just come. Measos Achatos Veha'ola Vashlamim. Aaron had just come down from the Mizbeach doing the Avoda. And what did he do next? Birkas Kohanim. So that makes sense. Ema Kodem Avoda. Maybe it should be Kodem Avoda. Lo Sakabayach. It just says Vayered Me'asos Echados. He just came from doing it. That, okay. Miksev Lasos. Does it say from? He's about to do it. Me'asos from. He just did it. It says. Siv Vilemra Acha Avoda. If that's the case, if Aaron just finished doing the Avoda, and then he goes and does Birchas Kohanim, then it should be Avoda, Ritzei, Birchas Kohanim, and then Modim. Why does Modim come first? Lo Sakadaitich, the Chsiv Zaveach Toda. It doesn't make sense because Zaveach is connected to Toda. Avoda is connected to Toda. So the Gemara says, okay, you have a pasuk that says that it should be after Avoda. You have another pasuk that says that Toda and Avoda are connected. My chazis to samchas ahai, smoke ahai. Who said you should rely on that one, rely on this one? How do you know which one to do? Mistabra, Avoda, Avoda, Chada, Milsahi. No, it's not that we're saying it goes after Avoda and after Toda. Avoda and Toda are the same. Once you're doing the Avoda, you're doing Chatas, you're doing Shlamim, you're doing Kavin Yadah, they're all connected. So now, Birkas Kohanim is next, not because we're pushing it off, because Toda is automatically part of Avoda. What comes after Avoda? Parentheses, Toda, Birkas Kohanim. What's next? What's next? Sim Shalom. Okay, so this is a cute question, because the Gemara is going to say, And why is Sim Shalom next? Well, obviously Sim Shalom's next. Where else it's going to be? So, in theory, you could say possibly there, maybe there would be no Sim Shalom at all, which is weird. But okay. So then, I like a better answer. I liked was that it said, like we said before, we wanted Refuah to dafka be number 8. It wasn't enough that it had to be next because of the pasuk. But if Gul has to be 7, Refuah has to be 8, and we wanted a Makar for each one. So too, if Shalom is next, we need a Makar for Shalom. What is it? Ma'ra Olam HaSim Shalom Achar Bechus Kohanim Dechsiv B'samu Eshmi Abnei Yisrael Ani Avarach Ani Avarachem Bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a bracha. What's the finishing, the chasima of Kohanim? Shalom, right? That's Shalom leading into Sim Shalom, and the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. So that's the bracha that he's going to give us. Okay. What did Chupim Pakuli do? My answer is Shachum the Chaz of the Sadrum. They were forgotten and he put them back in order. Once they put it in this order, you can no longer add to the Shevach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dhamma Rabbi Lezer, my Dixid, me and my Lel Gbrosh Hashem Yashmiya Kaldi Lasso. What? You can't add your own bracha to Shmon Asri. Tfila. Okay, thank you. Mi ma'al ha'gvur Hashem Yishmi ha'kadri lazo. Limina el ma'alel. Who is the one that can talk, can make stuff up about Gvur Hashem? Limi shi'ach la'shmi ha'kadri lazo. The one that can really talk about kadri lazo. That's only these great chachamim. We no longer can do that. If you talk about it too much, the you're uprooted from the world. If you talk that, you will be swallowed. Okay, and it makes sense because the more you talk about it as if you understand it, the more you're saying you understand it. And since you don't really understand it, that's a bizayon as opposed to being a shvach. Darsh of Yehuda ish kfar giboraya, v'amri la ish kfar gibor chayil, ma'idich siv l'chadu miyasihila. And this is a direct consequence of what we just said. What is it when we say l'chadu miyasihila, to you, quietness is tihila? Sama de kula bastuka. The best elixir is quiet, is silence. Kiyas Rabdimi Ama Amri Bamrava Mila Bisela Mastuka Betrain. Pay one sela for a word, pay two sela for someone that can be quiet. Okay, and that's the same point. In other words, don't just look to fill the time, because just because you're trying to say something doesn't mean you're really saying anything. And if you're not saying anything, then it's worse to say something. Okay, shkoach, everybody.